Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Ward. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Engel. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Mark Funderburk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Don Cooper. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. Laudner drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws LaFleur out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard takes first base on ball four. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to third. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bernazard scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison throws to second for one, and Bernazard throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Engel moves to second. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Engel moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Engel tags and scores. Hatcher tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Funderburk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funderburk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Lozinski hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur who is chasing the ball. Washington reaches third base with a triple. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Washington scores. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-1 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bernazard scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Funderburk. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Laudner for a passed ball. Lemon moves to third. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemon scores. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almon. The throw from Lautner and he is safe. Almon steals second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almon scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Lautner and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes LaFleur trying to get to home. Engel throws the ball into Lautner who tags LaFleur who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Lautner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lautner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lautner strikes out. Two outs. Mark Funderburk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funderburk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funderburk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mackinnon moves to second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Luzinski strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-2 in the game. Engel hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatcher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morrison bunts towards the mound. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Bob Veselick now pitching. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a fly ball into left field. Funderburk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Essien moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Funderburk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley is called out on strikes. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mackanin hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Farmer now pitching. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-2 in the game. Laudner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-3 in the game. Nordhagen strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Rusty Koontz now playing right field. Rick Sofield pinch hits for Mark Funderburk. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong pinch hits for Ron Washington. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 3 in the game. Engel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Sofield now playing left field. Rob Wilfong now playing second base. Pete Mackanin now playing shortstop. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morrison is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Sutherland pinch runs for Jim Essien. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Almon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sutherland. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Sutherland steals second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sutherland scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatcher scoops it up and throws to first, with Veselic covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Sutherland now playing center field. Mark Hill now catching. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Squires. Hatcher moves to third. Adams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Danny Goodwin pinch runs for Glenn Adams. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatcher scores. Goodwin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, White Sox. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Pete Mackanin. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is called out on strikes. 1 out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Castano moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 3 in the game. Laudner strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sofield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Baker now playing shortstop. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Engel. Squires reaches second base with a double. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lozinski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hatcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz strikes out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Mark Hill. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is walked intentionally. Jerry Turner pinch hits for Jim Morrison. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatcher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Turner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Greg Pryor now playing third base. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sutherland, who is chasing the ball. Ward reaches third base with a triple. Wilfong goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4 White Sox. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-4 in the game. Engel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hatcher bunts towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Engel moves to second. One out. Butch Weiniger pinch hits for Danny Goodwin. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Hoyt now pitching. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Engel moves to third. 2 outs. Hoskin Powell pinch hits for Chuck Baker. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Castano moves to second. Kent Harbeck pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sutherland. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Engel scores. Castano scores. Powell moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.